Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress. My name is Dayball Wale.
What's that last? What's his voice? Can you see Dayball is trying to do the low voice like me?
Change mine.
Well, it's the sweet girl, Fee Kemi. What's popping, guys?
I'm trying to give a, you know, a slow, like, relaxed vibe today.
Married man vibe.
Yeah, you get me. Okay. None of that.
I don't make noise.
I am not doing anything to give you any audio to put outside.
Do you know that? Try and put myself like, they feel that, so at this point, they feel like, no, it's not even normal. Like, there's definitely something. He will always jabber. Always. I'm waiting for this episode.
I am not going to give you anything. Guys,
I know that's not even possible.
Because that's not me, you know. Like, outside, I'm actually a very quiet guy. I don't talk too much. I just like, you know, what's up?
Anyway, guys, welcome to December.
Welcome. Oh,
you will be hearing this on the 1st of December. Yeah.
Look at that. Didn't think
welcome
that
welcome to December. The year is over. Woo, woo, woo. That's pretty fast.
It was.
Super fast, yeah.
It was a pretty fast year.
It was interesting. What was your highlight of this year?
Let me see. Losing my job.
What the hell?
No, I'm joking. I'll say my highlights. I have so many highlights, you know.
You do?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I do have a lot. I have a lot of highlights. So yeah, losing a job is one for sure. Getting engaged is, I didn't get engaged during my introduction. Two, I went to Nigeria 3 times this year.
Yes, you did.
So that was fun. Like, I even have them, like, I mix them up now. Like, I mix the trips up.
You forget which one you did what on.
Yeah, so yeah. That was fun.
That's good.
Arsenal is top of the table.
I have no idea what that... I mean, knowing that, hearing that Arsenal and hearing the word top in the same sentence, I guess that's big for you guys, so...
It's not like...
Congrats.
Arsenal is top
Arsenal
is top of the table. That's also happening this year. So, like, so much stuff, actually. Like... A new job, so losing
job,
a job,
yeah,
a new job.
That's great.
So,
yeah.
And DJing, shit.
That is true. That should be number one, you know.
Like,
because
I started to DJ this year,
March.
In March, and I'm
and
like,
he's blown up.
I'm somewhere.
He's a big deal.
I mean,
he's a big boy.
Lost a couple of
Toronto
gigs because I'm going to Nigeria, but yeah, it is what it is.
That's okay. We're getting them back. We're getting them back in the new year.
I'll start doing TikToks.
I'm his manager, by the way. So just holler at me. I'm a. Get you good pricing. Get you like a $5 discount.
Yeah, I'm even nice.
Yes, Dayball is nice. I promise
I'm
you.
Actually,
you go through me.
I'm actually so much nicer.
No.
Best believe.
And
that.
That's why I need to be his manager, because we need to make that money. Dayball is too nice. He was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do it for free.
Like, yeah.
No. No more.
But yeah, it's been a, what about you? What are your highlights for
the year? For me, I don't know that I have a lot. My year was like pretty like... It was stable, like,
but
it was like
lukewarm.
My year was pretty like it was pretty stable.
Yeah.
Let's see, the highlight for me this year, I would say I got a new job. I changed jobs.
Yeah.
It wasn't a significant difference. Actually, there was no difference in pay. It was just a more fun role. I was on flights a lot this year. So I was on flight in January, February.
You went to America at least 3 times this year, right?
No, come on. I've been only once this year, you know?
Ah, I thought you went in January.
No,
right?
I didn't. No.
Ah, okay.
So I've been on a flight January, February, April.
Oh.
May.
You just clicked.
June.
Yeah, it just clicked.
June. September. Yeah, I've been on a flight almost every month this year. That was nice for me. What else?
I don't know.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, this year, I was happy this year. I would say that. Yeah. I would say that. I was happy. I learned to laugh more. I did like some things that made me feel braver. And I fell in love this year. So, you know.
Oh my God. Hey, God.
But, yeah.
God win.
But yeah, this year was good.
Yeah. I mean, we started recording.
We did start recording this year, right?
Yeah.
So yes, this is the highlight of our year.
Yeah, it's a product.
I digress. Is the highlight of our 2022.
That's what I use.
What's that? T-shirt cannon.
No.
Yeah, like T-shirt cannon. Like you shoot it and then T-shirts go in the air.
No.
You've never seen that?
I've seen that, but that's not the sound it makes.
Isn't that? Oh, what does it make?
I have no clue, but I am sure. I am positive.
That's not what it sounds like. I know. Like, but yeah, it's been a good year. This is probably our last recording of the year.
That's correct. So we actually just here to come and tell you guys bye bye. Really?
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing, like, peace out.
We have nothing. Have a nice life, you guys. Today.
Have a nice Christmas. Have a nice New Year. You know.
But like, just to tell you guys that bye, and
you probably and to tell you guys that flight tickets are hella expensive. Okay.
I mean to catch.
I'm out here trying to catch a flight. And
I'm trying to add another month to the list.
You know, I'm gonna add another month to the list.
Twice in a month, go. Ooh. Hey. You say I'm in and out.
Boom, that's before, what it is.
Before I'm in, I'm out. Mm. You see your life? It's not me, bro. It's the mind.
I did not say that.
Hey.
But yeah, flights are hella expensive. I'm trying to see somebody to. I want to book the flight now.
Yeah.
Man, they say I should wait till midnight. I've already told the person, hey, I will collect the extra. What are the differences?
The difference.
I'm going to text her and ask her for my change because it's pretty expensive.
Buying my flight for December made me realize that if you ever want to buy a ticket, mm-hmm. and you look at that ticket and you can afford it, you can't afford it, but you can actually afford it, just buy it.
Just buy it, yeah.
Because I saw a ticket, like for us now, we wanted to buy a ticket and we saw British Airways to Abuja go from, I think, 1,002. To 2004.
Jesus Christ.
Like, 1,002, we were looking at it and I was like, you know what? I have bought a ticket before. Because I bought a ticket, I'm not going to lie, I bought a ticket for like $1,000 mm-hmm. return. Vancouver to Abuja. Crazy. Same thing, middle of night.
I think that's what I'm going to do tonight.
See the price. I saw the price. You didn't even tell me twice. I bought it. So I was like, you know what? Keep going. And it was like July. I was like, yeah, it's time. Next time I checked, it was 2,000 plus. Before I knew it was about 2,500. Right,
and it's just like, buy it now.
You know, I should have bought it then because $1,000. Now I had to buy a completely different like airline just to be able to make sense. So, right?
Yeah, because for me, I saw it on Friday for a certain amount, and now it's $200 cheaper. All of you that told me to wait till Tuesday, or that Tuesday prices are usually. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I've heard that before.
I put you on blast. I heard it's real.
I've never used it before.
Yeah, I heard it's a real thing, right? I have used it before, and it did work.
It's rich people that actually buy flights, so I can't even relate.
I feel you. Know, like, I mean, the flights I was buying, they were like small flights. They're not mush.
Megabus.
They're not mush.
I mean, Megabus guy. Greyhound. You got me.
This year. Oh, my travel gone. That's why I don't have savings. By the way, I can tell you for free that I saved $0 this year. I say this with my chest. I saved zero. Probably minus at this point. If I have to buy this ticket, I'm gonna be in red.
I'm going back.
I'm in the red. But if I do buy this ticket, nobody should ask me. Well, actually, you can ask me for my birthday wish list because there's only gonna be one thing on that: cash, raw cash.
Yo, can we talk about that? Yeah. So thanks to everyone. If you ever listen to my podcast and you ever bought me anything on my wedding registry wish list, whatever.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. And I barely have wish list, but yeah. But why do people avoid the money? Like, yo, there is an opportunity for you to drop
cheaper
cash. Like, and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But people avoid it. They just don't want to give you cash.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I will buy you something that mm-hmm. you cannot sell.
So the problem is, no, you can sell it now. There'll be gift receipts.
I know, but like...
Or, I think the hack is, for people that are getting married, put things that you already have. So that's when they send you, you just sell it off.
Yeah, but new stuff is always better. Yeah, I get that because like some of the things that we got, mm-hmm. us people bought for us, we already have one in the house. So I'm selling those ones
off
to like get this, to keep this one.
But shouldn't they come with gift receipts and you can return?
Yeah, but I don't think Amazon converts it to cash.
Oh,
it converts
it gift to card.
Like an Amazon gift card that you have to. But I credit. Want to go and buy Chick-fil-A with money.
Devo, please.
Like, I'm not really concerned.
Is that what your children will eat?
Possibly.
I asked it and I realized that the answer is probably going
to
be yes.
Possibly my children are going to be addicted to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. It's like, Daddy, you are so angry. Chick-fil-A. Daddy, what's going on? Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A. Everything has to
they want to bribe Daddy, then we'll just buy Daddy Chick-fil-A.
Yes. He's good.
Buy him. You know what? See, Christmas, just wrap Chick-fil-A under the tree. Put it in a bowl.
Not going to lie, that's an elite gift. Not even gonna lie.
So y'all know
to
what to get
you.
The way. If you want to get him something, just get him Chick-fil-A gift card.
If I wake up on Boxing Day morning, about to watch Premier League, and I know that I can smell that bro, elite. Forget about it.
Oh, you open your gifts on Boxing Day?
I thought that's when people open gifts.
Oh, I thought I don't know. I'm not patient, so I'm very impatient lady. I like to unwrap my things.
Madam.
Yeah. as I get them.
As quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible, yes.
Great stuff. Lord. They will not bait me. I'm dodging it.
I've been trying to bait them into something wrong.
They will not bait. Yeah, a lot.
I say unripe. Yeah. What the fuck? in trying to bait them up. But anyway, I unwrap my gifts like ASAP. I like gift wrapped, but I want to wrap it immediately. Like it's just me. Yeah. All I want for her birthday is cash.
I mean, most American movies made it seem like you had to open your Christmas presents on the 26th or Boxing
Day. No.
Because why is it called Boxing Day?
Yeah, I think that was like olden days shit. Now, every American movie shows you that the kid is waking up on Christmas morning at 5 a.m. running down the stairs. How you tell your child to be looking at a boxed gift? For a whole 24 hours.
It's not gonna happen.
You know what they would do if I was I won't open it. I won't open it. I'll just tear the underneath of the wrapper, like the underbar parts, just so I can see what's inside, and then I will just place it back.
At least I'm just waiting.
I was waiting. I already know what's there. Like I just want to know. Like I can't. Yeah. I cannot know.
I have that thing too. When I buy something, I just want to open the wrap. Yeah, I like opening like things. It excites me. It's exciting.
Even though I know what's inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought it myself.
I'm so like anything. I just get like I had some shipment come to my stay, and then I opened the door.
From downstairs, I start opening my thing. I don't wait.
Yeah.
if on the elevator, people look at me like, we are going home.
It's not your concern. I want to look at it. That's why I can't do. I hate online shopping. For me, I hate it because like I hate to wait for something.
For it to arrive?
Like, yeah. Like now I order something Black Friday. And I'm just out here like,
waiting
and tracking every goddamn day,
but it makes it more exciting, you know.
It's nice to wait.
In whatever way it is, it's nice to it's nice to wait. Okay.
Thames has a concert. Sorry, by the way, just completely out of topic. Thames has a concert the exact same day as my wedding.
Oh damn. In Lagos?
In Abuja.
What are the odds?
I know, right? So
you
sad.
You go after. I can't use her ability to do.
I've cracked the joke like twice to do your after party.
I'm sure your wife is like, I've cracked it like twice, on the G crack.
Like, I dare you. Why did Tim speak that day? And she's like,
not my business.
It's a good day. I'm like, Tim should have picked another day because I won't mind though. She's like, okay. I'm like, babe, what if you go to Thames? He said, if you want to go for a Thames concert, you can go.
Oh, you're ready to go.
Yeah, you can just not come for the reception and then go. I'm like, yo.
Go marry her instead, right?
It's just a joke now. I'm just cracking jokes. Like, I'm not going to go.
You have to try your luck at least.
I know, right? Because you're like, we can go. I'm like, oh, for real? We can go?
No.
After the wedding? No, okay. I probably won't be able to see after the wedding.
Yeah, you'd probably be shit.
So I'm not.
I'm actually pretty excited. Like I can't wait for the videos to be popping in. But the problem is, how am I going to get videos? Because my bride and groom are going to be so busy getting shit faced.
I'm a celebrity now.
Oh, shut up.
Celebrity lifestyle. You know what? Nobody talk to me. Like if you see me outside.
But Debo is going to DJ his wedding too.
I'm gonna. Yeah. No, but I plan on giving my phone to my brother to make videos. Please. So I'll just give him my phone.
I would like that.
You should just keep recording, keep posting nonstop till he's tired.
I would love that. That would be nice.
I can have people because I have like fair like people like you like that won't be able to make it and just want to see. I don't know if I don't think we're going to stream.
Not necessary.
In any circumstances, so I will be.
So there's no Zoom for the church.
There might be Zoom.
Give us Zoom. Give us Zoom link for church. I know reception is not possible, but at least should be fun. Yeah.
It will be. I'll DJ. I'll do a little bit. I want to see the face of my parents when they realize
the ones and twos.
They're like, what?
Is this what we sent you to abroad to do?
My mom has mentioned one time. She's like, Debo, I heard you are now DJing some DJ music thing. I said yes. He said okay. I hope it's not affecting your work.
Your business.
I said no. I said it's extra money. Extra money?
That's all they need to hear.
She's like, keep going.
Thanks.
Don't stop.
Never.
My auntie then messaged me another time and says, Debo, you know I follow you on... This is actually a funny one. He said, I follow you on Instagram. I said, yes, auntie, no. He said, okay, I just want to remind you that Jesus loves you. Never doubted it. Never. It's like, okay, so this DJ thing, does it take you away from Jesus? I don't think so. Jesus is the one that gives me the money.
So, give me the talent too.
Exactly. So I'm like, and she just at that point stopped. She said I should call her though. But I knew that calling was more be preaching. So yeah,
It's gonna be a lot of conversation. Like,
so I know there will be.
When last were you in the church?
My siblings know. My sister, my brother, they all know that I DJ. But like my mom also knows, obviously, but like they will be surprised to actually
see it. It's different. It's different.
And he do it. So yeah. I think they'll be pretty exciting for them. Like, let's see.
They will say, that's my son.
Yeah, especially if I do well.
If you do it well.
That's not funny. I can't drink before I do it.
I mean, you could just a little bit.
I know.
But it's not gonna be fun until the after, much later, like, so much later, but and you would have been drinking.
I'll probably be drinking.
Yeah.
To be honest, I can't because the last DJ I did, I was a little bit. I drank a bit. I was surprised at how comfortable I was.
I just do it briefly, and then when you start drinking, and then you take the mic and you hype.
Yeah.
That's right. You hype.
They wanted a hype man. I said no.
Hype drunk. No. I'm a dude.
I will do it. I don't need nobody. Save my money.
I'll like, throw my money in the ocean.
I will do it.
It's like asking the bride that is a baker. That's we need someone to bake the cake.
No, that one's a bit like, actually though.
No.
Yeah, because actually if I'm like a baker, established baker.
Yes, like, exactly. It's not like I bake for fun. It's not like I just bake bread, banana bread or bread. Yeah. But like I'm a proper baker. Isn't that your dream?
I think it's only photographers. I think only photographers, videographers cannot.
They can't do what they do. Like, and even then, they get their friends.
Yeah, so or if they actually
don't have to pay. If they have a team. So imagine maybe someone like Emmanuel Oyelike or something.
Yeah.
He's not going to employ. Yeah. He would probably have. So the thing is, even if he has a team, because again, they're very close-knit. Like the industry, most people. So some of his friends are probably top guys in the industry, so they would probably do it for him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I figure that's the only place. Because even if you're a caterer too, if you're a caterer, you're getting married on wedding day.
I mean, you can't technically cook the food yourself. Yeah, but you
can supervise.
You don't want to supervise food.
No. Like, what I mean by...
It can be your team.
You can supervise up until the day.
The last minute, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Of the wedding. And you know, okay, that day I've handed over to somebody. That's one thing I just struggle with, handing over to somebody else.
Yeah, it's not their fault because a lot of us are not, we're not very trustworthy. And I say this with all respect. A lot of us are not trustworthy, period. Like, if it's not our thing, like, we don't, what's that word again? We don't, I want to say it's in Yoruba, but damn. I
will translate for you. Okay, I'm out.
Exactly.
Tap out.
So we don't treat people's things like we would our things. I think that's what it is. A lot of us. And I say us because I think I also suffer from that sometimes.
I mean, one of the things I try my best to do is be someone that can hand over things or like situations to other people. I've noticed in a lot of establishments, companies, businesses, or even like just even shit that you, the most random stuff, like a football group or a party, like a group party. When someone is the one running it, they almost like don't get other people involved in most times. Not all the time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Most times. And then they have to hand over to someone else or like allow someone else to take over. It's almost like the other person has to like just
start from scratch.
Even if they've gone far already, because it's kind of like there was no like plan.
Handover, succession plan.
Exactly. I noticed it so many times. I noticed it in church a lot.
Oh yeah, that happens all the time in church. It happens all the time in businesses. But I also think, like I said, it's also maybe the mentality of nobody can do my things the way I would want to do it.
Yeah.
So I used to do that when I was in school. So I studied architecture. And in school, we had this culture where as an architecture student, you need people to help you.
Yeah.
Period. Like, don't bother yourself. No matter how great you think you are, no matter how much of a designer, somebody, even if it's your classmates, needs to help you put hand inside your work.
Yeah.
That's the only way shit can get done. I tell you that it took me a long time. And even with that, when I hand stuff over, like, okay, please, can you help me do my roof or can you help me, like, do my shading? I'm literally looking at the person as I'm... So, at the end of the day, I find that shit isn't getting done because that person is doing stuff for me, but I'm watching the person instead of me doing other things, which was the plan initially. So, it just slows me down. And it's not because I just feel... It's not like I was great. It's just that I just feel like, oh my, what if this person messes up now? I don't want to be mad at this person because I asked for help.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be mad regardless and I'm going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
So except even if I'm giving to someone who I know is better than me, I still have this, because for the most part, so we had this thing where we had like our drawing paper and whatever, and then you draw like border lines and you draw like the title block, which was very, very basic. Like literally just drawing 1 centimeter lines around the paper and drawing like just lines on the paper. So a lot of people, what they used to do is they would give like people in like the sets below or 2 sets below, especially if you're like final year, because you have so much to do.
Yeah.
You can just share it to like your juniors and be like, okay, just in your free time, just do this for me. I did not do it one time.
Yeah.
So what I used to do is when we resume school, which a lot of us did it, from the first day of school, once you have your paper and you have your cardboard and everything, you just start, even when school hasn't started and nothing started, you start doing it.
Drawing it.
So that when it's time, you don't need to wait for it. It was so bad. And I mean, it bit me in the ass a couple of times because I never just finished my work.
Yeah.
Because I just never, so much work. It's not a great attribute, but I get it. I feel like I'm not a control freak, which is very weird. I feel like it's more control freaks that can't let go. I can't let go of anything.
If it's gonna make my life easier,
yeah, because I didn't want to do it in the first place.
I'm gonna let go of it. I'm not even I was never even interested. You didn't even know.
Yeah, to be fair, like
you didn't even know.
So I'd asked some people online yesterday, like, oh, send us random questions and let's pick maybe one or two that we would ask each other. And I think I can only see one that's, I feel like, I think my favorite one that I saw is still not like bad, but okay. So the question is, what secrets have you kept from your parents? Like, name a secret that you've ever kept from your parents.
Ah.
I find that very difficult to answer because my mother listens to this.
I even feel like if I have to keep something from my parents, it has to be kept from the whole world. You know,
probably.
You get me? It's
Not always,
to be honest, because sometimes African parents, Nigerian parents in specific, or Yoruba, to even streamline it a bit down, they can be a bit much sometimes. So let me think. What secret would I keep? Oh, a secret I've kept from my parents. My mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thinks I give a lot because I used to give as a child. So every time I'm out of money, she thinks it's because I'm giving random people.
What?
Like,
so do you tell her no, or you just let her think that?
I just keep it like that. I can't just tell her that instead of me giving Alex money, I'm buying Chick-fil-A. It's just hard to change that narrative. It's too far down. It's too far gone. She's like, so that's one. But she had, when I was a child, I used to do that. Like, I would go take all the juice in the house
and give it out
for everybody.
Mm.
She would be so mad, but like,
I'm sure some part of her was like, I know I'm mad, but like, it's a good trait.
Yeah.
He's a giver.
So she every time she knows that I like I'm somewhat broke, she's always like, stop giving people money. Stop helping people. Stop.
Yes, mommy.
And I'm like, I know it's so hard.
It's so hard. I gotta do what I gotta do.
It's not the truth. I ain't giving nobody shit. let me think of another one.
I can't think of any.
Let me see. I lied at my parents. No. I mean, there's some really deep ones.
No. The deep ones are not for the world.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for the world.
A good one. My mom. No, not my mom. My dad. Oh, no, I can't say this. It's too deep. No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, guys, I'm going to break there. I can't say that. Sorry. I just thought about it. I was about to say it, and I was like,
Someone
will listen to this that knows someone that knows somebody. The moment that this happened.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I don't have any. I don't know that I have. I feel like maybe I used to pick pockets. Not pick pockets, but like I used to just, you know.
Used to fab.
Take here and there.
I used to take, so it is a funny one. I mean, now it's impossible. So I used to take my mom's money from her bag, but not like, I didn't used to steal. It was stealing, but it's not really stealing.
It's not really stealing.
So she would go to, every time she went for a wedding, she would change money to spray. In my own head, I believe that every money you change to spray, your aim is to
give it out.
It
the point is, like, you know that money is gone.
Exactly. So when she comes back from the wedding and she's sitting and you're just talking, I just opened the bag of the bag she took, like the purse she took for the wedding. And I would see like the leftover 50s, 100, like 200s, whatever notes she has. Right? And I was just carrying like as much as I think is nice. Because I know in my mind, I'm like,
she probably thinks, yeah, because she probably didn't count it. Because she's just spraying and she just dropped. So she yeah, probably exactly. doesn't even know she how doesn't much. Know how much
I'm like, your aim was to finish this money. I'm just going to help you finish it. Yeah, right?
That's right.
And I didn't know that until one time that I was cleaning her room. I was much younger and we're doing like spring cleaning her room. And then I started opening like her purses and I just started seeing notes.
Leftover.
I'm like, why are these notes? She's like, okay, let me put them on the bed. It's when I go for a wedding, no, I'll just leave it. Okay. So every time she came home, I'll just, like, we'll be in the parlor. Sometimes she'll see me, sometimes she'll not see me. Most times, she'll not see me. I'll just say, okay, thanks.
I know the kind of thing, yeah. You just sit, you sit on it. Why are you talking? Just sit on the money, like. And yeah, you just slide down
that,
the chair.
That's a funny one. That's a funny one. She probably caught me very early because I'm sure at some point you will know that I carried that purse for a wedding last week. And I know I left money inside
but this
it's
not thing.
There, so
it's okay.
And she didn't. She won't.
Yeah, mine too was money, and it was like new notes. So my dad used to give us. So when we were in primary school and secondary school, we had pocket money, right? Like daily lunch money. So my dad would put it in his closet. It was like because I like layered, right? Like different layers. So he put it on like the layer that we can reach because he's usually asleep when we're going to work school in the morning.
Yeah.
So he puts like a bill of money there. Whenever I finish it, so maybe like a bill of 20, so or a bill of five naira that time. So pick, you know that your money is 20 naira a day. My brother knows my money, his one is 10 naira, whatever. So pick your amount and go to school. I mean, yes, of course. Initially, I'm 20 naira. Don't pick my five nairas. 1, 2, 3, 4, put in my pocket. But sometimes, you know what? It's new notes now. Maybe one will gum to one. And then.
By mistake,
and then you get to school, and you're like, this is a five naira. It went a long way.
It changed my life. You know, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm a big boy.
It's like, so it's 20. Was 20 naira really enough for me?
Enough.
Probably not. So let me up it myself. And then you start, and then it moves from like extra fives, like extra tens, extra 15, extra, you know, everyone. And then you just be see me rich. You just go to school, like, maybe your friend is, your friend says they don't have Pokemon lunch money. It's okay. What do you want to do? You want me spy? I'll buy him a spy.
Oh my days.
So that, and I know, of course, like in our minds, we were sharp.
You were sharp.
But this man puts a bill of 100 five naira notes.
Yeah.
He has calculated that if this student takes 6 pieces a day, it's supposed to last me 2-3 weeks. He's only lasting me 1 week. But he never said anything. And he just keep putting it there.
The day I knew my mom knew I was taking her money, I was reading her notes, was on time, where she actually lost a huge chunk of money. But it wasn't me that was involved. So she came looking for me like, hey, where's my money? And I'm like, I didn't take your money. She's like, you took my money. I know you took my money. I said, I didn't take your money.
I swear.
I'm telling you, I didn't take your money. So yeah, provide all the money you have. And when she ransacked my room and everything, she searched like, cause she didn't believe me. And then when she found it wasn't me, it was her help that took the money eventually. But in the process, I had some 200 mint notes that I actually took from her, but was still in like, wasn't part of the money she was looking for, but she was looking for a set of 200 naira, and I had some 200 mint notes also in my room.
Okay.
So initially she sees it and she sparks, that's my cash. And then I'm like, mommy, I'm telling it's you, like I've had this for like forever. Weeks. If you're looking for money that is now, like no, it's not me.
This is before though.
This is a long time ago. Like this one's just been stacked here. And then she's like, oh, okay, let me check. And then she pulls the notes and then she reads the number.
Oh God, I remember when she did that shit.
And then let me tell you how she knows. Like she then
sequence.
The sequence numbers. And then she goes and says, this person took so and so amount of
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So like it wasn't even from the top, like from the middle or something like that. It's like I guess how I know. Sometimes I just flap the money to the middle and check if three numbers are consistent. Because no one takes mint notes from the middle. If it's a stack of dirty notes, you can probably pull from the middle if it's
no, you know, you have to have been. You have to be a pro to take from the middle.
Most people take from the top, right? Or from the bottom. And she's like, so if you took, like, what I mean by you take from the middle is if you're not trying to steal, if it's your money and you want to spend it.
Yeah, you just pick it from the top or
the
bottom.
First, or the bottom. It's only when you want to fap the money, you take
it from
the middle.
It's only when you open, just pat it. You pat it too. I just pick.
I was like, what?
Damn, man.
I remember that day, I was like, it's a lie. I started retaking everything, like, hey, God.
FBI mommy.
Hey, which note?
Do you know that money, oh my God, I just remember we had a house help. Oh my God, geez, this story. So she came to our house. She was amazing. Her name was Ruth or Ruka. I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was Ruka. It was Ruka. And she was amazing. Like, I loved her. Everybody loved her.
Yeah.
She was that kind of person that Momsi will come back. She will come and collect Momsi's bag, hug Momsi, you know, come inside. And then we didn't really used to notice missing money. Like, you would leave money on the table. You would meet it there. Ruka would never touch it because, you know, smart girl. So we never thought that, you know, she was stealing or whatever. But my mom had this habit of, you know, routine searches. Like, just go check. Let's just be sure that this person is, at least she's not carrying jazz.
Yeah.
You know? And she was so good. So she was actually a sickler. She was SS. And we didn't know. We found out, like, while she was working with us. So she was having a crisis. And my dad's a doctor. So I remember that day, I wasn't even home. And my dad had to go in the middle of the night, him and brother looking for pharmacies just to get her drugs and stuff. That's how much we liked her, you know? And she was even still trying to work while she was sick. And we're like, no, whatever. So, and I think, of course, like, when someone is a sickler, you just try to do everything to make sure that they're comfortable.
They're comfortable, yeah.
So that time, I think it was my midterm break. And my mom was like, my mom just called home that day. I was in SS3 or so. My mom called home that day. She's like, now that you're home, I bought insecticide. Go and spray this girl's room for bugs. I mean, mosquitoes. She can't be sick. We used to spray her room even more than the rest of the house. Like, yeah, she just can't be sick. So I got up and I didn't see her. Or my mom told me to give her to spare room, something. Yeah. So I got up, I didn't see her. I'm like, where did she go? I thought maybe she went to go and grind pepper or something funny. Mom said, you know what? Just go and do it yourself. There's even an opportunity that we've never actually searched her room before. Just go check. Just look around and anything suspicious or anything out of the ordinary, just let me know. And I was looking, you know, la, 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 la. Just going through stuff. And then I saw there was this powder. Essence or something. I don't know. Ladies, you probably know it. So this white powder. I didn't use it.
That has like a...
Yes.
The white top.
The car. Yeah, yeah. No, not dusting powder.
No, not dusting powder.
Yes,
no,
like, that was slim. It was a like slim. Good. Like lines around.
Lines around.
That's the one.
It won't be said they use them.
So like, I just, I was like, who bought her this powder? Oh my one. And I shook it. Like, maybe she carried empty bottle. Yeah. I just say, quack, 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 quack. I'm like, whoop, this powder is solid.
Very full.
And then I'm like, you can't help yourself.
I said nothing.
You can't help yourself. So I was just thinking, I'm like, what's inside? And I opened it. Let me tell you that I didn't know that this powder bottle could open in ways that I opened it that day. I was like, how did this thing get in? Whatever. And I didn't know that there was a cap. Like, you could pop it open.
Yeah.
And I popped it open. And my mom's, like, necklace. One of my mom's necklaces popped out. I'm like, oop. Okay. I've discovered treasure. So I'm like, okay, if this is here, there has to be more.
Yeah.
And I'm so that. So I just started getting ginger. I was just peeping. I said, I can remember that, mommy. Things do. She's like, I should just be calm. That she wanted to catch me. That I mentioned, because if it's only me, she can kill me before anybody comes. So like, I just mentioned, I was checking. Like, okay, she home. And I said, pressing everything. You know, I don't press that pillow. I say, inside pillow like paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's sounding inside paper like this? That is the stuffing of a pillow paper. Why? Hey, she's suffering. No. And I opened the pillowcase, thinking that the thing was inside the pillowcase. The pillowcase was empty, but the pillow was still sounding like paper. That's how I just saw that there was a little bit of a rip with needle and thread sewing. And I opened the pillow from there. Lo and behold, an envelope of money. Now, different kind of monies. So my uncle used to stay in our house. So my uncle used to come from the UK, stay in our house. And he too was very free. Like, the way we were in my house, very free money. He just keep like a bill of money in his room. He used to stay in my brother's room. And so the girl would come in clean. And what he does is he would ask her, do you trust this person that works with you? And we're like, yeah, she's cool. So yeah, so she would just remove 100 here, 200 there, you know. And then Mom's bag, mommy. And she's carrying Mom's bag, sleeping. That's how we found. Or more money. I'm telling you, I found so many things. I found there's this wristwatch that my uncle sent to my mom from the US. I saw it. There was a gold wristwatch with like stones on the face. So many things I found there. Mom said I should leave everything as I've seen it.
Yeah.
Leave no trace. And I kept everything back. But Mom said, Aruka, that she should go and bring out her things. that she wants to check the kind of clothes that she has to see whether she needs more clothes. She said, I know she's okay. Mom said, I insist. Go and bring out your clothes. Mom said, I should follow. So my brother, that's the only work my brother likes. My brother now followed her secretly. She didn't know her brother was behind her. So she now went. My brother saw where she was throwing all the things, like hiding them, and then brought out like a bag. So Mom said, okay, yeah, ma too. Like, take him out, you know, let's see what's in there. Everything looking, as my brother now came. Mommy, there's more. And then he goes and brings everything that she threw away, or she threw in the corner. And then she's like, ah, no, that this money is, I don't even know what she said. She said the bracelet that she doesn't, has never seen it before. All the way inside the powder, whatever. And then the wristwatch was not a bust my brain. So our brother gave her from the village. Ooh. What was it, Seth? I think it was, not BCBG. It's one of these proper designers. Like, it wasn't like a Rolex or whatever. Yeah. Like, but it was a good watch. I was like, so where did your brother get this from? He said that he bought it in the village and he sent it to her. Wow. I was like, you know what? I think it's time for you to go. She said, begging. She's sorry. I was like, no problem. So before her uncle or her brother came to get her, she still had to stay for like 2 days. So Mom was like, you know what? I'm not going to let you in my house. So Mom kept her in the boys' quarters. So that Sunday, her brother was supposed to come and pick her up. He wasn't supposed to come up because that's when the mom said, like, you know what? You're not going to be useless in my house. I don't think Popsi even locked his room. We didn't lock the room because we just felt like, you know what? She's probably remorseful or whatever. Yeah. So you know what? We're going to cook for like a bunch of people. So prep this and this and this before we come back home. Meanwhile, the day everything happened, my dad had counted. So he had like $1 upstairs, like a pack or whatever.
Yeah.
So we counted. I think he had taken a bunch out. It was like 96, right? He made me count it. He's like, please count my dollars. How many is there? And I counted 96 pieces. And then, so that was it. So that Sunday, when Popsi go back from church, you know, we're just joking around. Popsi's like, this is when we let this girl into the house. Are you sure that she'd not take my money? That's, Popsi was even just laughing. He's like, yeah, bring her that dollar. Count it again for me. I was counting 71. 72. You know, you're doing money like this. Like, there has to be more. 73. 74. I reached 75. I said 75 is the last one. But it's me that counted this thing yesterday. You know, I counted like 5 times. I was like, can't you count money again? I said, daddy, wait. something is afoot. I just counted. My dad was not watching me. So he was like, well, I count it out.
Yeah.
Like 71. 72. By the time I reached 73, I thought that's what there's only two more left. The way he jumped up with belt, he's like, downstairs. He said, where's that thief? Bring her here. Mom sees search her everything. We didn't see that money. She's like, she didn't take it. She swore by everything. But I was like, well, you know what? It's fine. You're sick, so I'm not even going to do anything to you. You know what? Just go.
Yeah.
But I know you took my money. I don't know where you kept it, but you took my money. Monday came. My cousin was, I'd even gone to school. So my cousin just saw so she was washing plates. My cousin now saw 5 naira notes in her, like her bra, like he was sticking out of her bra.
Yeah.
And then he passed my mom, like, oh, that is like 5 naira in her bra. Like, why is there 5 naira in her bra? My mom was like, why do you have money in your bra? Bring it. It's not good to keep money inside your bra. As well, she now said, I was like, 5 naira, what was the problem that you're doing your chest like this? Bring this in, though. Apparently, she had wrapped the
$1
inside 5. Ladies and gentlemen, some people have skills. She had wrapped inside the 5 naira. I think that was that day. Pop said, if your brother likes, you should not come. You meet your outside. Pop said, get outside. Oh my God. Mother was like, you see, all the money I spent on drug for you, I will collect it back. And it just, for me, it was so sad because she was so loved. We didn't go to the point where, like, even like after the first occurrence, it's like, you know what? We like her so much. Like, she fucked up. But then she went and, like, I felt like what it was is like, she's like, you know what? I'm leaving, right?
Let me go big. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
I mean, I rate it, if I'm being honest. We had not a bad one. That's some, like, a similar situation with a lady called Ruth in my house, too. She duped my parents. It was very sad too, because my parents are pretty old, so helps for them are like more or less like
essential,
right? So they needed that. My mom was also just recovering. My mom was recovering, and my dad was also just going through physio. I think he broke his legs, So like they needed that
someone to help out.
That help, and all. But some a very similar situation like that happened to us. Well, yo.
She
escaped.
Moral of the story: Don't steal. Don't take people's niceness for granted.
I just even thought about, like, if we go back to the original question where we were talking, I remember the one that happened to me. It's not my parents. It's my uncle and his wife, or my cousin's parents. Yeah, my mom's sister's husband. So he was in the Navy. And they're both doctors. The husband's a doctor. The wife is a nurse. And I wasn't stealing, really. I was in.
What do you mean by really?
No. Like, because what I took was in their wardrobe, but it was because I was in their room with their child, and the wardrobe was open. But what I took was funny, and when I think about it now, it's just hilarious. Because I wasn't stealing. I just saw it, and I was so intrigued. They had like gold circle.
I knew it.
It was a gold circle condom that had specimen written on it.
What?
Specimen.
So it was like a not like for a sample. Sale.
It was a sample. But I was there like, condoms, baby. Condoms.
But did you know what they used condoms to do then?
I probably did. I think I did.
Did you ever have a phase where you thought condoms were balloons and you tried to blow on it?
I've definitely blown it.
I did. I thought it was
a balloon. But I never thought they were balloons.
I thought it was a balloon and I just blew on it. I'm like, why is there...
Did I?
Why is there Vaseline on this?
God, that's disgusting. That's all shades of disgusting. All shades of disgusting. Nah, it was so funny. Like, obviously, like, it was just in his room and everything. And what happened was that when I saw it, I went to call his kids. I'm like, yo, I just saw condoms in your place. Like, so I was the youngest out of all of them.
Yeah.
The brother was the youngest, but about the same age, just a couple of months younger than me. So the other ones too, like the two girls, they're like, oh, really, really? So then we just took them to go and play. Like, we were just like, you know, obviously jokes, putting in whatever bottle.
Pour water inside.
Whatever the thing. But I just think about it now as to... In that moment, I saw that condom. I thought about everything sexual for whatever age I was then. I was pretty young. I was about maybe 14 there, about or 13.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's older than me when I first saw a condom.
Yeah. So I was well aware what it was. But what kills me is the fact that this shit had specimen on it. And if I were having sex at that time, I would have actually used it. Like, do you know how stupid I would have been to try to use a gold circle condom,
special made. Like, this is like the test. This is like the test version.
And you know they were usually red, right? Or like,
isn't it black and gold?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like red. I wouldn't know.
Whatever it was, this thing was like brown. Like, one side says not for sale. The other side says specimen.
So you know that shit is good.
It's like
you know that shit is premium.
Like, this is it.
This is it. This one, this one kind of used to tear.
They are sent, and this is a doctor that had it. Like, he had it.
So you can be sure. So this is probably what they were giving out to, like, people maybe, like, in, like, the health classes or, like, sex ed.
Military doctor. Mm. So, like, it is...
Top of the line.
Top of the line stuff. I just can't forget. I just remember now, like... And I've never actually said this before. I've never told anyone. I don't think I'm just saying it. I was just like, why?
What is the
reason? Why were we so intrigued by the condoms?
Why? Like, what was so intriguing?
Like, all of us got so excited. Like, I was when I saw it.
Some people were like, oh, our parents are using condoms, so they're having sex.
You know what? I never actually thought about it as the man was using it. That's another funny thing. I never thought of it as the father and the mother using it. I thought about it as
was just there.
He was a doctor and he just had condoms in his house.
So that's how I saw it, because my dad's a doctor, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even in a room.
Jesus,
it wasn't
how much sex have you had?
Why not? Excuse you. Y'all just like to act like, you know, when you're that age, don't you want to be doing it?
Yo, that's like a pack of 50 or 120 or something like that.
And they'll use it eventually now.
Wow. Okay, it's not for sale.
It's not for sale. So they can, and if the expiry is like 2 years. No, 120.
Well, that's a lot. That's approximately.
That's twice a week.
Twice a week.
Okay. We aim to do better than that.
For people that are trying not to have children. Yes. That's very correct. Very correct. That's correct.
Has nothing to do.
Very correct. I take my statement
back. Take it back. That's a year supply. That's a year supply.
I just thought it was because of the doctor. It's funny.
Yeah. Mine was just in like, it was, because my dad had a lot of health books and it was just like, so I was just going, oh my God, the disgusting thing that I saw in those books. I'm like, I was so scarred. And I just now, and also, look at this. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, balloon.
Yo, I can't.
I was a kid, like I was in primary school. I was in primary school, and I'm like,
I can never.
I just threw it away. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And at that point, I felt like I knew, some part of me knew I shouldn't have been playing with it. I don't know what it was, but I'm like, okay, this is definitely not a regular balloon. Because if I thought it was like, I would have asked my mom, like, Mommy, why is this balloon like this?
But why is this balloon?
I think at some point, halfway through blowing the balloon, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I should be. I didn't know what it was though, but I'm like, I don't know that I should be blowing on this.
Shouldn't be blowing anything that has oil on it, bro. Gigi. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end
of this. I don't know what that is, but okay.
We've come to the end of this episode.
Thank you guys so much for sticking with us this year. I think you guys have been amazing. We're coming back in the new year, bigger, better. You know,
like
maybe more stuff.
Like a balloon with air inside. We are about to explode.
Woo! That's it. That is it right there. I knew it.
Nah,
you couldn't. You couldn't help yourself. You just can't help yourself.
We're coming back bigger, better next year.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It was a great year, to be honest.
And yeah, it was a great year.
Every single one of you.
Thank you so much for keeping us honest. And for the people that used to insult us, like, where is your podcast? Where have you not recorded in like 15 weeks? It's been about 2 months since we heard from you. Well, thank you.
Honestly speaking, thank you. You're the motivation to keep going.
You are the wind beneath our wings. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, spoken word.
Anyways, guys, you guys have a great year. End of year, Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we will catch you on the flip side. Peace out.